My guest today, Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi. Right.
Okay, Dan, checking out the grains first here. Looks like they they finished out pretty much how they've been trading all day, lower across the board here. Soybeans double digits lower, Chicago wheat double digits lower. What happened with the grains today?
Yeah, we really had a hangover effect left over from Friday and China's absence as a U.S. soybean buyer. Most of us fear that that'll continue for at least another 30 to 60 days, and then we'll see if Trump can do something in terms of a trade pact. Other than that, we had Argentina dropping its export taxes on all grains to zero. At the end of July, they were at 26%. That was their latest cut. So this is a significant increase for the Argentinian farmer. He's holding about 10 million tons of beans, 360 million bushels. We imagine he will be more aggressive. So the United States farmer has competition in the world market.
All right. And different story on the or with the cattle markets there. Big gains today. What happened with the cattle markets?
Yeah, big green day in cattle. We did find a screwworm, New World screwworm, 70 miles from our border. So the thought process being with it being that close, we're not going to be opening our borders anytime soon for the importation of about 110,000 to 120,000 feeder cattle every month. And so that got the cattle market going. Also, USDA suggested that it's looking at new programs to help for herd management, or let's say heifer retention. And we're not quite sure what that all means, but if you retain a heifer, you keep beef off the market, that would be positive along with what's going on with Mexico. So undoubtedly, we need to expand the U.S. cattle herd. How we do it and what incentives are provided outside of the market will be watched very carefully. But a big update in the cattle market. The hogs followed along on better trade demand. We're seeing better export demand, particularly for some of our loin cuts and pork, and that got that market to the upside following cattle.
All right. Thanks for the info, Dan. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. That was Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.